الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فلما أسلما وتله للجبين وناديناه أن يا إبراهيم قد صدقت الرؤيا إنا كذلك نجزي المحسنين إن هذا لهو البلاء المبين وفديناه بذبح عظيم صدق الله العظيم. Most respected brothers and elders, Alhamdulillah, it is a fazl and kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah has blessed us with another occasion of Eid al-Adha. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it be a joyous occasion. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our ibadat. May Allah ta'ala accept the qurbani that millions of people will be making today throughout the world. Of course, our heart's desire was to be at the Eidgah. And there is a sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And because of the weather last night, then a decision had to be taken. And so that there be no confusion, then we decided that we will have the Eid Salat here. Nevertheless, in this short space of time, we will just reiterate the lessons that we have learned over the years regarding Eid al-Adha, regarding the sacrifice and submission of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. A friend of mine emailed a very beautiful message, an Eid al-Adha message. And he says, the shortest distance between a problem and a solution, the shortest distance between a problem and a solution is the distance between the knees of the person and the ground. In other words, that person who prostrates before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he kneels down before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he can stand up against any difficulty. And this is the teaching that we learn from the Quran and Hadith. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu wa ta'ala, who was a very young sahabi in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he was given special du'as and supplications from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that Allah must imbue him with the knowledge of deen, and Allah must give him the understanding of the Quran, and Allah must bless him with wisdom. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala was once accompanying Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on a journey, and he was sitting behind Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the camel. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as they were traveling, suddenly he tells him, Ya ghulam, O my young lad, I'm going to teach you some advice, so listen very attentively. And then he tells him, احفظ الله يحفظك. Literally, protect Allah, Allah will protect you. What does it mean? Protect the deen of Allah. Carry out the injunctions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever Allah has commanded you with, whatever Allah has instructed you with, if you do so, يحفظك, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you His special protection. Every one of us, we aspire that Allah must give us His protection. This is our desire all the time. This is our dua. Allah protect our lives. Allah protect our properties. Allah protect our iman, our deen, our families, our children. Here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, اِحْفَظِ اللَّهَ اَيْ أَوَامِرَ اللَّهِ. Protect the laws of Allah. Whatever Allah commands you with, and carry it out. Now these commandments are whose commandments? The Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's commandments. Some of these commandments, or many of these commandments, may be somewhat difficult for us to bring into our lives. But there is some wisdom behind these commandments. They are not difficult once we begin or bring this into our lives. The moment we start acting upon the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there will be this resistance from our nafs, this opposition from our nafs. But if we make this mujahada and struggle, and if we oppose our nafs and make this mukhalafat of the nafs, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes that deed very easy, that practice very easy for us to carry out. This is the lesson of qurbani. That whilst we are sacrificing that animal, the lesson, the hikmat, the ruh, the haqiqat of sacrifice is to fight our nafs, our desire. Our desires, our egos, our passions, our whims, our fancies, they pull us, they draw us towards a certain direction of outwardly seeming to be very comfortable. There's pleasure in it. And the command of Allah is expecting us to go in the opposite direction. And outwardly it seems that that is difficult. But in that difficulty, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the person satisfaction. Allah gives the person some type of enjoyment and pleasure. We perform Fajr Salah. The nafs desires that we should just sleep a little longer. The nafs gives us instructions. It commands us. But why don't you just read Salat at home today? Okay, you perform your Salat, but read it at home. You don't have to go all the way to the masjid. It is cold. Command of Allah is for you to come to the masjid. The moment you get out of the bed, you perform your wudu and you come to the masjid, and the moment you engage in salah, all the difficulty disappears. Then you begin to enjoy that salat. So this is the mukhalafat of the nafs. Once a person makes his mujahada, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him that sukoon, Allah gives him that itminan. But as long as he does not make this mukhalafa, and he continues enjoying the commands of his nafsi ammara, the soul commands us also. It takes us away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A very great saint had mentioned, he says, Nahi ki jisne apne nafsi ammara ki qurbani, wo kya samjhe, wo kya jane hai ye, kya shay fazle yazdani. He says, that person who has not opposed the commands of his nafs, but he has given in, and he has submitted, he has become a slave of the desires of his nafs, then such a person, what does he know? He has not tasted fazle yazdani, the favors, the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He does not know what it is to be a friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Na jab tak ke sidq dil se tark kar de hazz nafsani, kabhi bhi aapko hasil na hoga lutf ruhani. So long as you are not going to break away from this bondage of your nafs, so long as you're not going to cut off your relationship, your ta'alluq, your connection with the nafs, hazz nafsani, this nafs, the soul, has a share. It draws you, pulls you, slowly and gradually towards it. It takes you away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So such a person, as long as he does not submit, and this is the lesson of qurbani, surrender, to give up before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh my Allah, whatever is your commandments, I am now going to make sajda, I am going to submit. فَلَمَّا أَسْلَمَا وَتَلَّهُ لِلْجَبِينَ. When both Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam and Ismail alayhi salatu salam, father and son, it is so easy for us to narrate the story that Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam was commanded by Allah to slaughter his son, and now he takes his son, little child. This is the command of Allah. Can we just ponder for a little while and reflect that taking a little child who you love so much, so dearly, and you had been waiting all these years to see this little child running around with you, and now he's gained that vigor and strength, and he's reached that youthhood, and now he is, you have a promising future in mind for him, and now you're going to slaughter that child with your own hands. Hazrat Thanvi rahmatullahi mentions, of course, it's not permissible. So he says, though it's not permissible, but just for us to understand, that here the command was not for a person to slaughter himself. That may have been easier. The person takes a knife and kills himself. But here he is given the command to slaughter his own child. That command becomes even more difficult. A man may be able to take away his own life, but take away the life of his children. Although in these times we have some people, Allah Ta'ala save us, as we move towards closer and closer to the Qiyamah, and we don't control our desires and our nafs, and we become genuine slaves of our nafs, and we get so caught up in this bondage and this relationship with the shaitan and nafs, then you get some people who just kill their children and kill themselves. But any sane person will not kill his children. Now he's been given the command to take your son and slaughter him. But Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, Ismail alayhi salatu salam, both surrender, and Allah uses the word falamma aslama. They show their loyalty to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam places Ismail alayhi salatu salam onto the ground, and we know the entire story, that he begins to move the knife over the neck, and Allah commands the knife not to slaughter. And then Allah says, وَفَدَيْنَاهُ بِذِبْحٍ عَظِيمٍ. That in lieu of Ismail alayhi salatu salam being sacrificed, Allah sent down a ram from Jannah. And there was a great sacrifice, a huge animal. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala liked this action of Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam Khalilullah so much, that even the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to go out and sacrifice animals. That is Allah's fazl and kindness upon us, that we are not told to sacrifice our sons, yes. But the lesson is we have to put this knife over the throat of our whims, fancies, egos, our desires. Our evil desires, evil passions. That sin, that ma'asiyah, that pulls us away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are so tempted, we are seduced, we are enticed, we are attracted. At that time we don't reflect, am I disobeying my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Oh, I'm becoming a slave of my nafs, I'm becoming ghulam of my nafs. I'm not going to abandon the sin, because I'm enjoying the sin. It's just a few moments of pleasure. Just a few moments of pleasure. And it is a life of regret and remorse thereafter. And if the person does not make tawbah and istighfar, with what face would he face Rasulullah SAW on the day of Qiyamah? Another sahaba ikram, who had given and made such a sacrifice that the books of history are filled, they're replete with the sacrifices of sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'een. Imagine the little child, Bashir bin Aqraba radiallahu ta'ala. Little child. He had lost his mother. And then he was in Medina living with his father, and suddenly the call was for his father to go out with the rest of the sahaba in the path of Allah. So Bashir radiallahu ta'ala, he remained in Medina, wandering in the gullies of Medina, playing around with the other children and waiting for his father patiently. And after some time, the news comes that the Muslims have become victorious and they are now returning to Medina Munawwara. So like all the other children, he runs out of Medina. And he goes out to welcome his father. So he finds a little spot and he waits. And as the men come back, as they return, he watches all the other children finding their fathers, and they go and hug the fathers. Bashir searches desperately. He cannot find his father. Perhaps the crowd is very huge and he could not make out his father. So he looks around and he finds Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Aina Abi? Ma fa'ala Abi? Where's my father? I can't see him. Can you please point him out to me? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looks at him, realizes that his father had become shaheed. How is he going to break this news to the little child? It's so difficult, rahmatul alameen, that this child's father had given his life for the sake of Allah. This child has got no mother, he's got no father. He's all alone now. His father has become shaheed, now he's a yateem, he's not even baligh.
Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam looks the other way, trying to avoid the situation of him breaking the news to the child. Perhaps somebody else can do it. How am I going to break this news? So he comes around, Ya Rasulullah, ma fa'ala bi? Where's my father? Where's my father? Rasulullah then begins to shed tears. And he says that your father has become the beloved of Allah. Bashir radiallahu ta'ala, after understanding this, he begins to cry, sobbing. Rasulullah then consoles him. He says, O Bashir, Ama tarda an akun laka abak wa aishatu ummak? Won't it make you happy that, okay, I will become your father from today, and say that Aisha radiallahu ta'ala will become your mother? Now this child, his parents are sacrificed. Sahaba would sacrifice their wealth, their time, their lives, everything for the sake of Allah. Imagine how they would oppose their nafs then. What control they had of their egos and fancies and whims and desires and their passions. How they would oppose and make mujahada of their nafs. Whenever they were directed by Rasulullah SAW regarding some weakness in their lives, immediately they made islah. They reformed themselves. And happily and immediately, without any deliberation, without any wasting of time or procrastination, whatever the command was, immediately they would submit, they would surrender. Because they understood the meaning of Islam. They understood the meaning of فَلَمَّا أَسْلَمَا. Allah says, وَمَنْ يُسْلِمْ وَجْهَهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَهُوَ مُحْسِنْ فَقَدْ إِسْتَمْسَكَ بِالْعُرْوَةِ الْوُثْقَى. That person who surrenders, he submits himself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whilst he is doing good deeds, he is obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is doing righteous deeds, then such a person has held, he is clinging onto the ring of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Urwatul wuthqa, which also appears in ayat al-kursi. Lan fisama laha. Allah says, when you have held onto the ring of Allah, it is so solid, so secure, there is no breaking of this ring now. In other words, you have put your hand into the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then you become the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And each one of us, not only the ulama-i kiram, we tend to say, hey, you're a very great buzruk, make dua for me. In reality, we are trying to evade the situation. Somebody else is a buzruk, but he must carry on becoming pious and do good deeds. Not for us, ma'adallah. Each one of us, Allah has commanded not only the ulama and mashayikh and certain jama'at, Allah has commanded each one of us to become His friends. And Allah wants to become our friends. The only thing Allah is asking of us, that oppose your nafs, make mukhalafat of your nafs. Those sins will pull you, it will draw you, and take you away from the masjid and take you away from dini gatherings. It will take you to the disco clubs and to the rave clubs and to drugs and fornication and zina and casting lustful glances. It will tempt you to take interest and consume haram. It will tempt you into doing a bad deal, a haram deal. Perhaps you'll make a profit and you'll feel that I'm getting richer. But Allah is becoming naraz. Allah is becoming naraz. Allah will destroy the barakah of that. That's another topic on its own. So he says that the person won't get lutfi ruhani. Na choroge agar amale bad af'ale shaitani. If you are not going to leave out and abandon performing evil deeds which are the amal of shaitan, nahi hoga kabhi harjiz tumhara qalb nurani. Then forget about spiritual effulgence and nur coming into your heart. Then your heart will become blackened. Then your heart will be corroded with sin. Then your heart will become so heavy. When the heart becomes heavy, Allah Ibn Qayyim rahmatullah alayhi, in his Ad-Da'u wa-Dawa, excellent work, it's in Arabic, where he mentioned different conditions of the heart, of the spiritual heart, where the heart even becomes inverted. Naqsul qalb. He talks about maskhul qalb, the heart becoming disfigured, taking the shape, taking the form and figure of an animal, like a swine. Because of the evil deeds that we do, may Allah Ta'ala protect us. We cannot see the spiritual condition of our heart, but we can feel. Are we enjoying our salat? Are we getting that ladha, that pleasure in our salat? Are we enjoying the Eid al-Adha Qurbani sacrifice? Are we enjoying the other various commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Are we looking forward to performing and bringing in our lives the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Are we enjoying abandoning sin, living out sin in our life? Or are we feeling a misery, experiencing a miserable life?
نہی جس نے کیا پامال اپنے نفس سے سرکش کو نہی آزاد وہ آزاد ہو کر بھی زندانی.
For person does not control his nafs. Sometimes the nafs will overpower us. Sometimes we'll overpower our nafs.
And our Hazrat Mawlana Rahmatullah used to mention this is a wrestling match lifelong.
Right till mort. Shaitan will try, nafs will try to subdue us. And we have to try and put our nafs onto the ground. We are men. In the true sense of the word. So we have to show our true courage and true strength. That when we are tempted with a sin, now we say, no. I'm going to control my nafs. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullah alayh, the great muhaddith, the great faqih of his time. And there's so much we can discuss about his biography. But he is passing away, and at that moment, when the people around him, his family members are making talqeen and reciting the kalima, la ilaha illallah, he's saying, la, la, la. So they were worried. That is he leaving this world, ma'adallah, without iman? He's saying, la, we are saying, read kalima, la ilaha illallah. He's saying, la, and of course, when we say talqeen, we should not force the person who's passing away to say, la ilaha illallah. We must read it aloud. So when he hears this, then he will say the kalima. So they were reading it aloud, they were making talqeen, but he was saying, la, la. After some time, when he regained his senses and consciousness, they asked him, Imam, what are you saying? We're telling you, la ilaha illallah, you're saying la. He said, no, I'm not saying la to the kalima. Shaitan has come now even. And Shaitan is telling me, oh Ahmad, you have won the match with me. You have succeeded. So Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal was replying to him, no, not as yet. Until I don't experience the last few moments, and I don't experience mort, till then you still have a chance to overpower me. So I got to control my nafs. And I'm going to make you a mukhalafat. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us that himmat, the courage. That is the solution to all our problems. That we have to have the courage to oppose ourselves, to oppose our nafs. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then we will enjoy this closeness with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will get that sukoon that we are searching for. Allah will become our friend. Allah will brighten our hearts, illuminate our hearts. Then we will see even the dunya, avenues of the dunya opening out to us. And Allah will definitely, after becoming our friend in this world, you think Allah will abandon us on the day of Qiyamah? Impossible. Impossible that Allah becomes our friend in this world and Allah abandon us on the day of Qiyamah. Never. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to see each one of us successful. Every single one of us. And we have the courage. We have the strength. We just got to just adjust our lives and change the direction of our lives. And again, today is a joyous occasion of Eid al-Adha. May Allah Ta'ala accept our sacrifices and may Allah give us that himmat and courage. And may Allah help us to make that firm resolution that from today onwards, we have heard this message previously. This is not a new message. This is the same message that appears in the Quran, in the Hadith, in the teaching of the Salaf al-Saliheen, which we heard in this masjid many, many times. But time is not on our side. We do not know who is next, and therefore kneel down before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when you submit yourself before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will give you the courage and strength to face any difficulty. احفظ الله تجده تجاهك. If you protect the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will find Allah in front of you. Allah will always assist you. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alameen.
Allahu Akbar. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين وإذ قال إبراهيم رب اجعل هذا البلد آمنا واجنبني وبني أن نعبد الأصنام رب إنهن أضلل كثيرا من الناس فمن تبعني فإنه مني ومن عصاني فإنك غفور رحيم ربنا إني أسكنت من ذريتي بواد غير ذي زرع عند بيتك المحرم ربنا ليقيموا الصلاة فاجعل أفئدة من الناس تهوي إليهم وارزقهم من الثمرات لعلهم يشكرون ربنا إنك تعلم ما نخفي وما نعلن وما يخفى على الله من شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء الحمد لله الذي وهب لي على الكبر إسماعيل وإسحاق إن ربي لسميع الدعاء رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين وقال إني ذاهب إلى ربي سيهدين رب هب لي من الصالحين فبشرناه بغلام حليم فلما بلغ معه السعي قال يا بني إني أرى في المنام أني أذبحك فانظر ماذا ترى قال يا أبت افعل ما تؤمر ستجدني إن شاء الله من الصابرين فلما أسلما وتله للجبين وناديناه أن يا إبراهيم قد صدقت الرؤيا إنا كذلك نجزي المحسنين إن هذا لهو البلاء المبين وفديناه بذبح عظيم وتركنا عليه في الآخرين سلام على إبراهيم كذلك نجزي المحسنين إنه من عبادنا المؤمنين
اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين
ويا أرحم الراحمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا حنان يا منان يا رحمن يا رحيم يا بديع السماوات والأرض يا رؤوف يا كريم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك، فاغفر لنا وتب علينا، فاغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا، أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر، لا إله إلا أنت يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث، يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث، يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. أصلح لنا شأننا كله، ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا، ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا، ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به، واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا، أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو، فاعف عنا يا كريم، فاعف عنا يا كريم. ربي اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين. يا غفار الذنوب، يا ستار العيوب، يا حي يا قيوم، يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، يا رحمن يا رحيم. Oh my most beloved Allah, the most Kareem Allah, the most Rahim Allah, the most kind Allah, the most loving Allah. Ya Allah, on the day of Eid al-Adha, Ya Allah, we have performed our Salat and Khutbah. Ya Allah, now we have raised our hands in hope of your mercy, my Allah. Oh my Allah, forgive us all of our sins, my Allah. Major sins, minor sins, knowingly, unknowingly. Ya Allah, those which sins we committed deliberately, ya Allah, in the darkness of the night, in broad daylight, in public, in privacy, my Allah. Oh my Allah, you are well aware of all the sins we have committed, my Allah. Ya Allah, humne nafarmani ki. Oh my Allah, we were disobedient to you, my Allah. We did not control our nafs, ya Allah. We became slaves of our passions and egos and desires. We followed the footsteps of shaitan. Oh my Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, hum nadim hai, hum sharminda hai. Oh my Allah. Ya Allah, we are showing the remorseness, ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are feeling terrible, ya Allah. We feel ashamed of committing all those filthy gunas, ya Allah. Ya Allah, whether it was zina, whether it was riba, whether it was casting lustful glances, ya Allah, the pride and arrogance, oh my Allah, the hasad, the malice, the jealousy, oh my Allah, we got caught up, ya Allah, with illicit relationships, my Allah. Oh my Allah, ya Allah, help us, ya Allah, remove us from all those evil, ya Allah. Help our youngsters, ya Allah. Help our mothers and our parents, ya Allah. Help our wives and children, ya Allah. Help the entire Muslim ummah, ya Allah. Oh my Allah, do not deprive any person, my Allah. Oh my Allah, we are desperate, my Allah. Ya Allah, hum kaha jaye? Ya Allah, there is no other place for us to go. Ya man yara ma fi dhamiri wa yasma'u, anta al-mu'addu li kulli ma yatawaqqa'u. Ya man yurajja fi ash-shada'id kulliha, ya man ilayhi al-mushtaka wal-mafza'u. Ya man khaza'in rizqihi fi qawli kun, unnun fa inna al-khayra 'indaka ajma'u. Ma li siwa faqri ilayka wasilatun, fa bil iftiqari ilayka aydi arfa'u. Ma li siwa qar'i li babika hilatun, fa la irudditu fa ayya babin aqra'u. Oh my Allah, we are knocking at your door. We are tapping at your door. Ya Allah, the day of Eid, ya Allah. Allah, at least on this joyous day of Eid al-Adha, my Allah. Don't deprive us, my Allah. Don't turn away from us, my Allah. We want that one merciful glance, my Allah. Ek nazar rahmat, ya Allah. Just that glimpse of your merciful glance, my Allah. It will suffice us in dunya, qabr and akhirat, my Allah. Oh my Allah, you're so kind and so loving, ya Allah. Ya Allah, your mercy, ya Allah. It supersedes your anger and wrath, my Allah. Ya Allah, it is written on your arsh, ya Allah. Inna rahmati sabakat ala ghadabi. Oh my Allah, you love to forgive, ya Allah. You are so kind, ya Allah. You are so generous, my Allah. You are latif, you are rahim, you are kareem. You've got such beautiful names, my Allah. Ya Allah, we ask you by your your Ismi Azam, Ya Allah, your Asma'ul Husna, your Sifatul Ula, your beautiful qualities, my Allah, that today, my Allah, forgive us, our parents, our wives, our children, our neighbors, our relatives, our mashayikh, our asatiza, our teachers, our pupils, our musallis, Ya Allah, the entire ummah of Rasul Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, completely, Ya Allah, amari diloku musaffa mujalla farma, Ya Allah, make our hearts clean, pak, pure, my Allah. Make it shine, my Allah. Fill your nur and your effulgence into our hearts, my Allah. Remove the rust of the sins, Ya Allah, which have corroded our hearts, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, we are making sincere tawbah. We have abandoned those sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are feeling terrible. We regret committing those sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, we make that firm resolution. Am wada karte hai. We make that promise, my Allah. We make that azam, Ya Allah. That firm determination, my Allah. That we will never go back to those sins, my Allah. We will never go back to the sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, you give us that himmat and courage, my Allah. There is no other Allah we can turn to, my Allah. You show us where else can we go to. Ya Allah, if you chase us away, you shut your door. فَأَيَّ بَابٍ أَقْرَعُ Then which door can I tap at, Ya Allah? Ya Allah, besides us, Ya Allah, you've got billions of other makhluq, Ya Allah. But Ya Allah, for us, we have only got you, my Allah. إِلَهَ الْعَالَمِينَ سَبْ كِي گُنَاكُ قَبُول فَرْمَا Ya Allah, مَعَا فَرْمَا سَبْ كِي تَوْبَاكُ قَبُول فَرْمَا هَمْ Ya Allah, we're making tawbatan nasuha, my Allah. Tawbatan nasuha, my Allah. Give us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection. Give us your ma'rifat, Ya Allah. Give us your recognition, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make all of us your awliya'i kamilin siddiqeen. Make us your muqarrabin, Ya Allah. Make us your close friends, Ya Allah. Give us that attachment with you, my Allah. That bond with you, my Allah. Ya Allah, that we enjoy that relationship, Ya Allah, that ta'alluq with you, my Allah. Give us your ma'iyat, Ya Allah. Give us your ma'iyat, Ya khasa, Ya Allah. Make your rahmat come upon us, Ya Allah. Make the sakina come into our hearts, my Allah. Make us have a hayat al-tayiba, Ya Allah. A blissful life, Ya Allah. Do not make us live a miserable life, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are fed up, Ya Allah. We are tired of living a miserable life, Ya Allah. A life of vice and disobedience, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are not enjoying our life in this world, my Allah. Give us that happiness, Ya Allah. Aapas mein ulfat al-muhabbat farma. Ya Allah, zawjain ki aapas mein ulfat al-muhabbat farma. Ya Allah, husband and wife say are fighting, Ya Allah. Even on the day of Eid, Ya Allah. Parents and children are fighting, Ya Allah. Brothers and sisters, Ya Allah, not on talking terms, Ya Allah. They have cut off, Ya Allah, all relationships, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, you become angry, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, remove that anger, Ya Allah. Give us tawfiq and hidayat of reuniting, my Allah. Ya Allah, sabko ek bana, aur nek bana. Make the ummah be together, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us understand the lesson of qurbani. Give us the haqiqat of qurbani. Help us to place a knife on the throat of our nafs, Ya Allah. When we are sacrificing that animal, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have led lives of evil, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, so much of our years have gone away, Ya Allah, in your disobedience, Ya Allah. We do not know when the angel of death will visit us, Ya Allah. We do not know who is next and who will leave this world, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, help us to prepare for death, Ya Allah. Help us to prepare for the life after death, Ya Allah. Make us understand and realize that we are not going to live in this world forever and ever, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have become consumed by this world, Ya Allah. And the love of this world, Ya Allah. The glitz and glamour of the world, Ya Allah. Oh, my Allah, give us halal, rozi, Ya Allah. Give us plentiful, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, pour your sustenance and rozi upon us, my Allah. Make it be easy for us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us use that sustenance in the correct way, Ya Allah. In the correct channels, in the correct avenues, Ya Allah. Whilst you are giving us this dunya, my Allah. Let not our hearts become attached to the dunya, Ya Allah. Make us focus on the akhirat, Ya Allah. You take care of our dunya and akhirat, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are the khaliq of, Ya Allah. Dunya and akhirat, my Allah. Ya Allah, you created us, Ya Allah. You have given us so many boons and favors, Ya Allah. We cannot enumerate all of them, my Allah. Ya Allah, we make shukr, Ya Allah. You have bestowed so many favors upon us, Ya Allah. You have given us iman, my Allah. You have given us iman, Ya Allah. That today we can make sajda before you, my Allah. Ya Allah, if you do not give us iman in Islam, we would have been somewhere else, Ya Allah. Oh, my Allah, do not snatch away this iman from our hearts, my Allah. Strengthen our iman. Allahumma thabitna ala al-iman, wa amitna ala al-iman, wa ahshurna yawma al-qiyamati ma'a al-iman. Ya Allah, strengthen our iman. Ya Allah, strengthen our iman. Protect us from all fitna and fasad, Ya Allah. Especially the fitna of Dajjal, Ya Allah. Ya Allahumma aati nufusana taqwaha, wa zakkiha, anta khairu man zakkaha, anta waliyuha wa mawlaha. Ya Allah, give us the taqwa, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have read in the Quran, لَنْ يَنَالَ اللَّهَ لُحُومُهَا وَلَا دِمَاؤُهَا وَلَاكِنْ يَنَالُهُ التَّقْوَى مِنْكُمْ. Wallah, you have said, It is only the taqwa that reaches you. It is not the blood and the flesh of the animals that we will sacrifice. You are in no need of all those things. You are independent, my Allah. You need nothing, Ya Allah, out of your kindness, Ya Allah, and your mercy, Ya Allah. You have made us in the ummah of Rasulullah Paak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.